Good morning. Clear skies across the I-90 corridor and points south, allowing temperatures to drop back into the middle 30s and lower 40s across this part of our region. While to the north and closer to the Canadian border, some clouds associated with the front, keeping temperatures in the high 40s and lower 50s this morning. That same front will gradually slide down from north to south across the region today with a period of cloud cover and maybe even a passing sprinkle. However, temperatures out ahead of the front will get well up into the 60s to around 70 degrees. Behind the front, along the northern tier of New York and New England, highs will stay in the lower 60s with even some 50s in the mountains today. High pressure will build in behind the front tonight, and it'll be the coolest night of the season for a lot of locations. With clear skies, temperatures will drop quickly this evening back down through the 50s and 40s, and many locations will wake up close to freezing by tomorrow. As a result, frost advisories and freeze warnings have been issued for the northern half of New York and New England. Other locations will get back into the 30s, but not quite as cold, and in the middle and upper 30s along the I-90 corridor and into central parts of New England. Across the southern Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England, overnight lows will stay in the 40s. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow with high pressure in control and brilliant sunshine, a nice deep blue sky, although much cooler than average with highs only in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A warming trend for the weekend, around the backside of the high, a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday with a southerly breeze, temperatures will push up towards 70. In order to get that milder air in, though, we may see a few scattered showers push through. On Sunday, a cool front will approach from the west, still enough time out ahead of the front to allow us to get to the mid-70s for highs, then a few scattered showers and thunderstorms will show up by the end of the day. Another round of cooler air behind this front for the beginning of next week, with highs back into the 60s Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, heavy precipitation continues to be forecast for much of the southwestern United States due to the remnants of Odile. The heaviest rainfall will be concentrated across the southern parts of Arizona, southern New Mexico, and extreme western Texas, where 3 to 6 inches of rain could fall through tomorrow, and some locations up to 9 inches of rain. Flash flooding, as well as river flooding, will be a risk for any locations in this region. And Hurricane Edward is weakening over the central Atlantic Ocean about 890 miles west of Fayal Island in the western Azores. Edward is racing toward the east-northeast near 28 miles per hour, but a decrease in forward speed is expected later today. An even slower eastward motion is forecast through tonight and Friday. Maximum sustained winds, though, remain near 85 miles per hour with higher gusts. Weakening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Edward is expected to weaken below hurricane strength later today or tonight and become a post-tropical cyclone by tomorrow night. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 34 degrees with a northwest wind at 44 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 45 degrees with a dew point of 42. 90% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.99 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Palm Springs and Thermal, both in California, to a low of 30 at Boulder, Colorado, and Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-70s, Boston sunny near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 69 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 56, that's 6 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 88 hundredths of an inch for the month and 27.66 inches for the year. There were 9 heating degree days in Albany yesterday. For the month now, 62, that's 14 above normal. And 70 for the season, which is 1 heating degree day below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 71 degrees. The average low, 51. The record high, 88, set in 1891, and the record low, 35, in 1986. Sunrise this morning was at 6:38 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7 p.m. 12 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Clouds mixed with sun and the chance of a passing sprinkle or two today, and highs in the mid-50s near the Canadian border to the mid-60s near Glens Falls. Clear and very cool tonight with widespread frost and lows in the mid-20s to middle-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, clouds mixed with sun and the chance of a passing sprinkle or two today, and highs in the mid-60s. Clear and very cool tonight with areas of frost and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today and highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. We'll have mostly sunny skies for a while, then clouds will mix in today, with highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cool, upper 50s and lower 60s. Just a passing shower possible Saturday, otherwise partly sunny, near 70. A late-day scattered shower or thunderstorm Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the mid-70s. Much cooler Monday with a mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s. Lower 60s Tuesday, partly sunny. And sunshine, but highs in the upper 60s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.